This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wicked's watching after her, because there's no man, woman, or child that's got the best of me twice. Twice! Can you believe that? Son of a bitch! Oh. A little zombie of hers really did a number on me, too. And little shits even went and stole my truck. Ain't that insult to injury? Oh. Well, well, well. Sounds to me like I wasn't the first one that zombie first got into now, was I? This ought to be fun. You just hold on 1 minute there while I find my crowbar. See where that went off to. Because I'll be happy to oblige you by bashing your... What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Move! Move, you son of a bitch! I can't... It's like I'm not... Oh, come on, damn it! That wasn't me. No. No, that can't be. Oh. But it is, isn't it? Oh, that thing got me. Got her teeth in, pulled my guts out, and made a meal out of me. Killed me dead. And those amateurs didn't even stick around long enough to finish the job. They just left me laying dead without even thinking. That death by zombie is usually temporary at best. Is this what being dead is? Just a passenger on one last... Hopefully short fucking ride. Hold on. Wait. Just who in this earthly hell are you? Yeah, you. You hear me, don't you? You can hear me. Well, ain't that something? Get killed? Wake up as a fresh new zombag and find out you've had some kind of audience all along. Well, let me bow. Hope you had a wonderful show. All the world's a stage, ain't it? All right, then. You got a name, kid? I guess not. Would have been better if you talked, you know. I mean, who the hell would want to listen to hours of zombie rambling? Maybe you're the sound type. Is that it? Suppose that suits me just fine. A good listener's hard to come by. Christ knows I could have used a few back in my own flock. Speaking of good old Jesus Christos, is this the point where I'm supposed to confess my sins? That your job? Listener? You're the Holy Ghost? Or maybe you're the Reaper themselves? Well, telling by that dumb look on your face, I think it's safe to rule out the involvement of any of the greater powers, above or below. Hell, do you even know why you're here at all? That isn't altogether fair, is it? I mean, we're talking about what's probably numero uno on humanity's collective family feud board, aren't we? The big question, is there anything in the great hereafter? Guess dying doesn't even get you that answer. You know, I used to think I knew what was going on, what the rules were, how to break them. Well, if you're going to be hanging around here, then you better get yourself cozy. Because it's just about story time with Mr. Richter. Take a seat. Or stand, or whatever the fuck you do. Where do we even begin with this whole thing? I've always been a violent man. Can't rightly remember a time in my life where I wasn't hurting someone. That's just the truth. Ain't really sorry for it neither. Thought I might be. Especially here now as I profess my sins on the devil's front porch. Regret might have made things easier. Could have piled up. Make me want to be a different sort of man. Better one, maybe. Wasn't ever going to be in the cards, though. Not for me. I just never had the patience to deal with all the goddamn boredom. This place, this world we're living in, or whatever the fuck qualifies for what's left of it, this ball of dirt. All the scavengers and rebuilders are too busy looking back on yesterday. It's a sickness. Nostalgia is something they ain't never even lived. I mean, just take a second to look around, listener. Take a good long look at this place and see for yourself what a fucking joke it all is. We got here because a bunch of morons at a different age couldn't even get their shit together. Gave all their lunch money to some dim-witted geriatrics. The sort you wouldn't trust to eat a sandwich without the chance of choking on their food. Not only let themselves be ruled by incompetence, but actually voted for them too. Can you believe that? Fuck. Oh, they had everything too. They had literally everything. Access to the entire goddamn apple tree. Tastes I can't even dream of. Anything a man could ever want, only an arm's reach away, primed for the taking. We all know what happens next. No need for guessing. It's all right there in history. Plain to see how it all went down. Reminds me of stories where folks would actually feed birds. Hear about this? That's how much they had to give away back then. Put that feed out long enough and the birds get accustomed to it. Get real lazy. Stupid, even. More fucking stupid and backwards than anyone you've ever met. Including that fool Jameson. Big and fat from that feeder. You bet those old birds forgot how to peck for worms. So when a problem comes up they can't handle, they don't have a solution to anything outside of their own comfort. If they'd been men, could have been they'd have thought to do it the old-fashioned way. Bust wholesale into some zombie ass to the very last. Instead, they go and drop a bomb. Bang! Or in this story, suppose the bomb happens to be those fucking robots. And if I'm sure of anything, it's that I know we can all agree those things are still a giant pain in the ass even today. That's neither here nor there, though. Point is that they all get swept away along with the problem, and that there's the punchline. Wait, you don't see it, do you? It's right in front of your face, and it's beyond you. You never starved before, have you? Never been in a place where all you needed was a bite? Just one more bite, and you'd be good, healthy. Whole. That's all right. It's a good problem to have. I'll break it down for you. See, I live, kill, steal, and fuck to survive. I don't take more than I need. I run, well, ran, that pack of mine lean. Always hungry. Always left wanting more than the scraps that fell down from the table, because as long as you're still hungry, you're a wolf. You're on the ground running, teeth sharp. In the old world, all those would-be wolves died like sparrows. Forgot what the dirt felt like, what it was like to be down in it. There ain't no place for wolves in a sparrow sky, kid. So why on earth would I want to rebuild a world where a goddamn robot couldn't tell the difference between a zombie and a man? Why would anybody? I realize that maybe this ain't the kind of joke that's all that funny to you, but it's downright hilarious to me. It's that hard truth. The men who followed me knew that.
Richter! Hey, Richter, you up here?
Well, wasn't that on cue? Wait, fuck, no. No, you gotta get the fuck out of here, you hear me?
Ah, shit, there you are. I thought maybe... Hey, you know, just forget what I thought.
Boys, I found Richter.
No, no, you didn't. You found my shambling husk. Now get the hell out of here before I turn you the worst, shittiest ass meal I've ever had in my entire goddamn life.
I don't think he's gonna be all that happy. That little girl fucked him up again. I mean, look, he's all staggering.
He ain't staggering. Well, maybe he is. Just don't let him hear you say that, all right? He'll make you a crispy, crackly bitch like that Jameson kid, bacon face. So shut it. Unless you want to get close and friendly with some Coles, because I sure as hell don't.
What the hell's the matter with you two? Can't you idiots see I'm a fucking zombie? Listen, can't you do something? I mean, look at them. Just look how damn stupid they are. It ain't right.
Whoa, wait. Look at him. Do you see that? See anything off?
Yeah, I think I do.
Oh, thank Christ for whatever magical dumb luck you went and worked. Now, if you idiots could just pull out that fireman's axe you got over there.
His fly's down! Boss, your fly's down!
No, for fuck's sake.
He's totally out of it, ain't he? Boss, it's okay. Pull yourself together and zip up before the other boys get...
Oh, oh shit! What the fuck?
No. Boss is a zombie. I repeat, Boss is an actual zombie. If you got a piece, get over here and open fire. Open fire!
Woo! Woo! Yeah! Oh, man. Oh, it's better to say. Anybody got a cigarette? God, what an exhilarating feel. Holy shit. Now we're having some fun. Oh, gotta admit, that was a hell of a thing to watch. I just pulled that little dipshit song clean off his body. You know, I'm starting to think being a zombie might not be half bad. Thinking, just maybe it's time we start a new gang. Or at least my zombie-ass body does it for me. Just try and tell me that gang will watch this play out ain't karma for some amount of good butt points I had left over. Let's get this show on the road. You hear me? Come on out, little piggies. Ain't nowhere to hide. Come on out, or I'll blow your house down.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Scouting log, 19-7-21-82. The storm's all but passed over now. Yeah. Last night was, well, it was a lot. I thought maybe I'd just delete the log, but there was some important stuff in there, right? I'm not even just talking about the Hannah thing, either. But for me, for Callie... Oh, fuck. Figuring yourself out and actually looking in the mirror is an absolute bitch. Seriously, I feel awkward and exposed. And I know the lecture. These scout logs aren't supposed to be used as journals. And that using them as such is strictly forbidden, according to the all-important Scoutmaster's Roadbook. But if you really want to know, potential Mr. All-Important Serious Rules guy listening to this, I used your stupid book for kindling a few days ago. Yeah, you heard me. In a world where keeping warm was a question between comics and the road book itself, that dusty old rag loses every goddamn time. And I'm not sorry! That's right. I'm not. My give-a-fuck meter is in the negatives. At an all-time low, actually. You can go ahead and fine me for it or whatever you want to do because I'm done. Officially. After spending, honestly, I don't even know how much time wailing into an actual hurricane, some tears in the rain shit, I'm done faking and pretending. I'm finished hiding that I cry a lot because there are a bunch of pricks back home in pullovers and turtlenecks that want to make fun of me because I care about things. And people! You sure got me there. And yeah, you hurt me. A bunch. Which means you don't get to judge me for this. Huh. I'm stronger now. Wow. That felt, like, really good to say. Huh. Well, now seeing as my life is officially mine to steer, what's next? First off, I load Hannah up and we get ourselves gone before Pete wakes up. Just like he asked. I don't want to cause the old guy any trouble here. I mean, I kind of feel him, you know? Pete's a good guy. Alright, big picture in play here. This is the last leg of our adventure. This impromptu road trip we found ourselves on. I can feel home getting closer as if it's the one moving towards us. Creeping in, and I don't love that. I really thought it through last night, and I'm going to convince them. That sounds stupid, I know, but I have to try. We can't just take this zombie, lock it up, and treat her like we always do with everything we don't understand. Like she's a monster or some fucking enemy that needs to be analyzed. Cut open over and over again on some slab, or whatever other horrible shit they'll want to do in the name of science. We can do this a different way this time. We can observe her, like I have. Bridge the gap. Search for the human-ish quirks and behavior. Maybe even figure out what we missed when we came at the problem with guns and robots. Because if I found this zombie out here, who's to say there isn't another one? Who's to say another apocalypse isn't right around the corner? I've gathered enough intel to show that coexistence is possible. And I mean, the line is that we're better now, right? We learn something from killing the world? That Golden Gate is America's big second chance. We need to start actually being that. Walking the walk. Our America needs to look less like baseball and chewing gum, and more like, we'll take your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. And if these zombies aren't the wretched refuse of yesterday's teeming shore, then I don't know what the fuck is! Part of rebuilding is taking responsibility for your mistakes. Wait a fucking minute, I guess that's what I found out here. That's what I'm bringing home. Not just some zombie, but a chance to put our money where our collective mouth is. If we're going to be better, we need to do better. If this goes bad, then I guess they can just go fuck themselves. I'll take Hannah, and we'll go somewhere else. Somewhere we belong. I heard Junktown, of all places, takes wanderers no questions asked. Even mutants. We could find a place there, you know? They at least have the empathy. Just, you know, not the resources to actually do anything with an opportunity like this. And now, full transparency. And all my cards on the table, I don't have a ton of faith that Golden Gate's going to do the right thing here. I'm not dumb. These are the people who tried to pound the really queer circle I am into a very square hole because their values demanded I make a bunch of ugly kids. So it's not like we're dealing with the most flexible or open-minded people here. So I've got a plan. Or plans, plural. It's all risky business. And anything could go wrong. But I have to try, because living in Junktown is a life. Might even turn out to be a good one. But it's just surviving. The real options are at Golden Gate. We can do this humanely. She deserves that much from us. At least I know she does.
Well, well, listener. We truly do apologize for leaving you in the company of Richter for so long. That really was the wrong station, wasn't it? Don't worry at all. I'm sure that little slip-up of not making sure Richter couldn't stand back up won't ever come around to haunt us. No chance. No chance at all. Hanapocalypse has been brought to you by Red Fathom Entertainment and is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was brought to you by the talents of our wonderful cast and crew, all of which can be found in the show notes as well as on our official webpage, www.redfathom.com/hanapocalypse. We'd love it if you'd stop by and fix us up with a follow on socials. You can find us on Twitter at Hanapoctical, and now, new and reworked, on Instagram as Red Fathom. If you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show as well as other future productions like it, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/redfathom. Patreon is, of course, a service that allows you to pitch us some money on a monthly basis in exchange for some extra material and content. Every dollar goes into paying our talent and improving the show, helping us bring stories like this one out of post-apocalyptia and straight into your earholes. Enough of that, though. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintan.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.